So, let's deal with the first machlokas, okay? Very strange, very odd, very challenging too. So the question is, when does Truma Shadeshin start, right? So one side says, and the Mishnah says Kriyas HaGever, and Kriyas HaGever translated literally means the calling out of the person, which would seem to indicate which person.
It seems like Gever was like Aramaic slang for...
Okay, so Kriyas HaGever means, it means the calling out of the person, which would seem to imply what? It would seem to imply the Kohen, right? When he says, Kohanim, get up to go work. That's the indication, that's the alarm that now starts Truma Shadeshin, right? Which seems very sensible.
No, but that's the Kriyas HaGevarim.
No, it's a guy, it's the Gever calling out to the Kohanim. He's an individual. It's one guy. His job, well, one of his jobs is to say, Kohanim, get up. Okay?
But he's not calling the guy, he's calling the other guys.
He's saying, no, he's saying all the Kohanim, it's time to start work, right? Once they hear that, the guy who's in charge of Truma Shadeshin, time to get his act together.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's like, imagine like you go to the factory and the guy says, time to start work, right? And there's like 10 different assignments and you know what your assignment is, you're going to start working when he says that. But the other side says, the calling of the rooster. Okay, now, to be fair, okay, what's the precedent for the calling of the rooster? Which, by the way, what are you saying in the bracha? What are you recognizing? Meaning that what does a tartagal represent?
The ability to discern between day and night.
To discern between day and night. Beautiful. Okay, so that's the only precedent that we know by tartagal. Now, one more point, and then let's define this. We definitely know that both agree around what time or next to what astronomical event is this taking place? Alos HaShachar. They both agree with that. Everyone agrees that it's pretty close to dawn, that either you're going to have the rooster crowing or you're going to have the Kohen yelling out that it's time to, what it called, get to work. So what's the machlokas? So Joe's saying, why doesn't the Mishnah just say it's at Alos, right? Wouldn't that be the easier approach? Wouldn't the easier approach to say, when does Truma Shadeshin start? At dawn. At dawn.
Yeah.
But doesn't want that. Doesn't want that. Now, Yonatan's bugging because he's saying one of the reasons why it can't be dawn is because why can't you say Truma Shadeshin starts at dawn? Right. Okay, so there's no idea of a fixed zman. There's no idea of a fixed time for Truma Shadeshin. Great. That's the easy step. Now, whatever. Something did before Chatzos. So what's the machlokas then? Yonatan's making it. That's another excellent point. Very important point. Truma Shadeshin definitely, this is going to be a recurrent theme throughout the sugya, over and over and over again. Truma Shadeshin is definitely, indicates the beginning of the Seder Hayom of Avodah. Okay, how do you know?
I thought it was machlokas whether it's the beginning or it's just the end of the last
day. No, we've left that bridge, that ship sailed already.
It's for sure the beginning?
Yeah, it's the beginning of the day of Avodah. That's what it is. What's up, though?
This is one.
Okay, so what I'm saying is like this. I'm saying is that if you, now I'll answer Kriyas HaGever. I think Kriyas HaGever is easier. Because Kriyas HaGever meaning the coin. Because what does that mean? Yeah. It's part of that. In other words, the first of all the avodas of the day is Truma Shadeshin. But what is it? It's part of the avodas of the day, right? So there's a list. There's 10 avodas, let's say, you do that day, right? So the first of the 10, the first of the sequence is Truma Shadeshin. So of course it makes sense to say, what's the initiator? The Kohen announcing it's time to do these avodas. His announcement is saying, I'm now telling you, get to work.
Time.
It's avoda time. And this is one of the 10 avodas. No, that's it. That's it for that side.
What?
Hold on. There's nothing else. No, one second. Just, you understand? But if you go by the Tarnagol approach, what you're essentially saying is that the Kriyas HaGever, right, meaning the Kohen calling out, does not have an effect on Truma Shadeshin, right? Which therefore means, what's the other way to look at Truma Shadeshin? You have to understand that move I just made. Okay, listen, Zucker, okay? Think about it. If you're going to tell me, there's a coin the side that says that the coin calls out Truma Shadeshin starts, he's looking at Truma Shadeshin simply as part of a sequence, just like by cooking. If I say it's time to make the challah, the first thing you're going to do for normal people is preheat the oven. That's the first step. So that Truma Shadeshin doesn't have an independent, it's not looking at Truma Shadeshin as an independent identity. It's saying this is the first of a sequence of avodas. So of course, the guy who says it's time to get to work, right, that's going to be the initiator of Truma Shadeshin. That's looking at Truma Shadeshin as one of a sequence. So, of course, there's another way to look at Truma Shadeshin, okay, where the Kohen calling out really has nothing to do with Truma Shadeshin, right? It's still talking about the avodas of the day, but you're going to have to look at Truma Shadeshin a little bit differently. What's the other role that Truma Shadeshin has, which we said already? There's another role it has. Why do you look so confused? Remember, if you say it's the kriya of the Kohen, that's directly related to the sequence of avoda. Clearly. If you say it's the rooster, roosters, the hafchim yom v'lada, what do roosters tell us? The day itself has begun, right? That's a din in not the specific zman. I don't care about what time it is on my clock. A rooster indicates the day has begun, okay? So why would that be the initiator of Trumas Hadashim?
Because you're starting to gather the ingredients for
Trumas. No, that's the first idea. Don't worry about the ingredients. The first idea is Trumas Hadashim is part of a sequence.
So you see, everyone else is confused too. I don't know what other idea there would be.
I give enough hints. So Yonatan's correct. Now, you'd have to say that Trumas Hadashim, it's not, now we got to be careful here, okay? It does have its own identity too, right? It has an identity in and of itself. It's not just part of a sequence, but it has its own identity. What's its function on its own? As an independent, discrete avoda. Well, remember, it's a very funny...
It doesn't function on its own. It's an avoda in its...
There's a difference between the two. There's a difference between saying that this is a part of a sequence of 10 steps. Okay, this is step one. It happens to be the first. There's nothing unique to Trumas Hadashim per se. Trumas Hadashim is simply the first of a series of avodas. Versus saying, no, Trumas Hadashim also, Trumas Hadashim, because remember, that it's a perfect segue to the next thing, which is the shir. Trumas Hadashim is not a practical cleaning of the Mizbeach, right? Because how much of it do you have to take off? A very small amount. It's not practical. Rather, I use this word very sparingly. It's symbolic, okay? It's certainly not a practical idea, right? So it signifies something. What does Shumash Hadashim signify? It's like, and this is going to be the difference. It's like let's say I go into the kitchen, okay? What do I do? No, I'm listening to this question. If I go into the kitchen, okay, let's say it's 9 o'clock at night, and my plan is to make the Lecha Mishnah. This is going to be the Nafkamina, okay? It's Thursday night, I'm going to make my challah, okay? What's the first thing I'm going to do in the kitchen?
Turn on the light.
That has nothing to do with what?
Cooking.
With the cooking. That signifies the kitchen's in use. Okay?
I cook in the dark.
So you understand what I'm saying? In other words, that's I think the machlokas. The question is that there's two identities. You can see Trumas Hadashim through two lenses. You can see Trumas Hadashim as part of a sequence. And that's the cooking analogy of the first step in cooking is preheating the oven. Here, the first step in the Avodas of Yom is Trumas Hadashim. Or you could say no. You could say it's more of like a maintenance issue, meaning it's indicating the Mikdash is now open for service. So it's like turning on the lights of... What? Right, okay. So now this is a very important question. How much of that ash do I have to remove to be Yotze?
Yeah.
Which is good. Now, come on. Oh, I know you guys don't know that much about Korbanos yet, but we're getting there, okay? What are the two measurements in the Mikdash? Solids are always measured by...
Zayin.
I will be fair. Yonatan is... There's a little bit to what he's saying is true, because Kazayis does have a role to play, but what context is Kazayis important in the Mikdash?
Achila.
No, before that. Achila, okay? Kazayis is always an Ochel issue.
Yeah.
So you're right. You could argue the minimum... Even though the minimum shear of a Korban is really what? You're supposed to eat it a la Sova, which means you have to eat it... You have to really consume all of it to become full or to be full from it. But ultimately, Kazayis is what you use for Ochel, okay? But normally, in the Mikdash, we have Yisaron, and we have Log. Those are the measurements.
Right.
And yet you have this Gemara. So the Gemara has a question. What's the Shear? So go ahead. Mitrumas Meiser. Yalfinan La.
Midjan.
Yalfinan La. Now, what's Trumas Meiser? Look at Rashi. Hope you guys got this part. Okay, it says by Trumas Meiser. What's Trumas Meiser? We'll get that in a second. Trumas Meiser, it says Veherim. Okay? Now, what's Trumas Meiser? So it says by Trumas Meiser, which is what the Levi takes from him, his stuff, to the Kohen. It says Veherim, which is the same word as?
Veherim.
By?
Trumas
Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen. Veherim. Okay? But now, 1 second. Before you go further, that's a good place to look, isn't it? We like that in Torah. We like Herim. It's perfect. Herim, bam, Trumas Meiser, good. Or Trumas Midjan. That's a little trickier. What's Trumas Midjan? What's Rashi? Look at Rashi says, Omu Trumas Midjan. Actually, I'm sorry. Go back to first Rashi. It says, Loshon Varimosa Mimenu, the Havia be Omed. Is an Omed means?
I don't know. I was not going to word.
Anyone know? It's a measurement.
Oh.
Exact amount.
Yeah, which is?
Achad be Asar be Deshan Amracha. So 1/10. Okay. So what was Trumas Midjan? What is it referring to? What was Melchemes Midjan? What's Melchemes Midjan? So Dichsiv, Vahare Mosa, Meches, Everyone know what meches is?
Nope.
I thought it was meches.
Harei b'tal, you take from it what? An amount. An amount. Right? An amount must... God says to the Jewish people, separate out from this loot a certain amount to God.
Of course Jews would institute taxes, like in the Torah itself.
Sure. Well, what's from God, though. So what does that mean? Meches l'Hashem, right? Echad... So what's the ratio? Okay, so that, what's the real question you need to ask here?
Why one or the other?
Oh, wait, what's a machlokas? Like, why would you have a machlokas like this about if it's 1/10 trumas meiser or 1/500 trumas midjan?
It's just like...
I don't know, but what I... Now back to the Gemara. Tashma. Because the Rukhiya's got a sense of humor. He's like, one second. I'll show you another place where it says Veherim in the Torah, and I'll destroy your whole theory. Why? Because it says Veherim where? Malahalan. Kumtza. Okay, so you weren't here when we did Menachos in Yeshiva, but Menachos, that wasn't your... What's the Korban Mincha?
It was
the flour oil offering.
Flour and oil and spices.
What would the Kohen have to do with the flour oil mixture? He would take a handful, okay? How much is a handful? Well, it all depends on what? No, it's not a kazayas. It depends on his hand, right? It's the attempt to create an objective subjective shear, okay? It's a kmitza.
Did the perfect Kohen have to have?
We're using an estimate to like show another estimate.
Yeah, Rukhiya is saying, where do you get this? Why would you choose 1/10 or 1/500 when there's another Veherim precedent by kmitza, right? And by kmitza, what do you see by kmitza? It's not precise. So how much, now of course, I'm surprised no one asked this question, but it's okay.
What's interesting,
of course, it can't really mean kmitza. It's not completely analogous, because a Kohen doing Trumas Edeshen would never use
his hands,
right? So it means...
No,
he would not do that. No, he would never touch it with his hands.
No, he measured it with his hands.
Again, what's interesting, because, okay, let's follow this carefully. The kmitza is always going to be the same. You know what I mean? It's like an estimate.
Well, assuming it's the same guy does
it. That's correct. Okay, now... But that makes it hard enough. Okay, so now how would you approach this? Okay, you'd approach this by first defining, what would you, methodology? What's the first question, before you get to the Yerushalmi, what's the first thing to explain here? What's the first thing you want to explain?
So,
no.
1/500
and 1/10?
Nope.
No, you don't want to do that. Good. In other words, the overall debate is, do you need a precise amount or no?
Yeah.
Then, once you have that spar worked out, kmitz is not precise. Can be different every day. It can be different.
Oh, okay.
Then after you define that, then the next step is within the side that says it's precise, what's the difference between A and B? Okay? But to make matters so much more interesting...
A and B aren't precise either because it changes based on how much...
But it's still 1/10.
We still have a shear.
You still have a shear. You have a shear to work with.
So a handful never changes.
But Han's right, because Han's saying, well, I go with 1/10, right, Han? There's an easier sheet to the go like, which is the Yerushalmi. No, you don't have to read the Yerushalmi. Read the English part. Key point. The shear of Trumas Edeshen is... Kazayas. That no, it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. Why does kazayas not make any sense?
Eating amount.
It's a food amount. There's no food. This is ash.
Use it to spread size.
So if you start with a mincha, the minimum shear of a mincha is what?
Handful.
No.
What? Kazayas.
What's the minimum shear of a mincha? Well, let's start with the mincha. You start with an isaron of flour mixed with a half a log of shemen.
Okay.
Good. We start with precise shiurim.
Yeah.
The mincha starts with a isaron and a half a lobe. Okay?
Right.
Now you can have more, by the way. For every isaron you add, what do you add with that?
Half.
Good. Okay. Now what happens? You mix them, and then what?
They burn.
Now what the Torah could have said was, no, before that. The Torah could have said was, now the Kohen comes along and takes out how much mincha? Yeah. Make up a number.
How
many? 3. 3, right? Whatever it is. But it doesn't. It says a kmitza, right? Now I want to tell you guys. Think about it for a second. Why do you have to say? I don't say have to. Why is it very sensible to say that at that point the idea of a precise shear disappears?
Because you're mixing.
Let's go back to our baking bread. Okay. Yeah. So when you bake bread, okay. For those who do this, Shank, you bake bread?
No.
Oh damn. Okay. For anyone here bakes bread?
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. I forgot. Okay. Ross. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. Okay. You're going to measure out how many cups of flour?
I mean, it depends on how
much. Just say 3.
Okay, let's
go. Good. And how much water? 3 cups. Great. Okay. And then how much sugar? Okay, so you've always precise ingredients. I mean, it depends if you put sugar. Let me ask you a question. No, once you mix it together and you start kneading it, how much dough are you kneading?
However much is kneaded.
Oh, good. But there's no, you don't want to apply a shear to the amount of dough. It doesn't lend itself to shear. Because what have you done with the ingredients? You put them all together, and I produce this thing. But the dough itself doesn't lend itself to any idea of an actual shear. You wouldn't say, I now have in front of me what? How much dough do you have in front of me? Now, I'm not saying you couldn't measure it. You could. You could say I have 2 pounds, right?
It's a mixture but the of
point,
other things.
You're right, but the point, exactly. The point is, once you have that mixture, what happens to the thing? The thing now loses its discreteness and now becomes simply this amorphous, naturally non-precise substance. I'm not saying you couldn't apply measurement to it.
Why could. Why is dough less natural?
I want to argue that the Torah endorses this idea. Because what does the Torah say? The Torah says, after you take your discrete ingredients and mix them together, the idea of shear disappears. One second, you know why? Because what's the shear of mincha? Kmitza. Because you know why? Because this substance is, as far as halacha is concerned, this substance is no longer subject to shear. There's no idea of shear anymore. Because you needed the shear to create it. If you say that, that would imply the dough is a new, different substance.
It obviously is. You're just mixing things together.
No. One second. Let me go one more step. Right. Why is that important for here?
Why is it important for
me? Why would you say, if I'm telling you, what does kmitza have to do with Trumos Adeshin? It's not just a coincidence about the words, okay? Think about it.
No.
What would you say?
Because when you have carbono, each of those have a specific measurement, right?
Yeah, but when I look at the Deshin, what do I see in front of me?
It's just
a bunch of ashes.
It's just homogenous.
What? It's a pile of ashes, right? Yeah. It's an homogenous pile of ashes. So what I'm suggesting is that, and similarly speaking, in other words, the korbanos were a varm. You had discrete parts of the korban. Yeah. When I have in front of me deshen right now, I would say again, it doesn't mean I couldn't measure deshen. But what I'm saying is that what this side is saying is that no, it's saying that it doesn't lend itself naturally. You don't relate to it. When you see that ashes, what do you look at it as? You say it's a pile of ashes.
It's a pile of ashes. Any
ashes? When I look at my grill, okay, after I'm done barbecuing, I look at the ashes. I don't say that I have in front of me a what it called? Oh, I don't know how you would measure it. A quart. A what it called? 2 pounds. You know, the way we relate to them, they don't lend themselves to measurement. Not that you can't measure them. Of course, I can measure the ashes. But when you have a pile of ashes, they don't lend themselves to measuring. We don't normally do that. When I go up to the mizbeach, what do I see on that tepuach? I see a pile of ashes. Now, I have in front of me a kli that says isaron, a kli that says chatzilog. So those are precise amounts. When I look at the ashes on the mizbeach, I don't see in front of me isarons of ash, I see a pile of ashes.
Well, you would say
an
isaron.
You could go down this road, you present a nice contrast to the other side. Because what's the other side going to say?
I mean, it matters. It's part of the avoda.
But you got to be more precise. Think about Trumas HaMeiser. Let's start with that. What does Trumas HaMeiser do?
It gives the Kohen food.
No, that's the result. What does it do, though? The Maisa. What do I have in front of, when the lady comes along and he has his produce in front of me? What's its status?
And you take X produce from
him. No. Better. What's the status of the produce in front of the lady?
Vegetables.
So he has in front of him tevel, okay? And what does Trumas HaMeiser do to the tevel?
Makes it into not tevel.
Right. It makes it mutarit, right? So the harem, right? The removal of produce, an amount of produce from the pile does what to the status of the produce?
Change
it from asa to mutter. Okay? One second. So let's think about that for a second. How would that work by Truma Sedeshin?
You gotta ask him.
Why would that be analogous?
Or
it can't be done in a substance, right? That can't be, right? But what does Truma Sedeshin do functionally?
It starts to
make the Mizbeah clean.
And therefore what?
Able to be used.
Able to be operated, right? So why don't you say that what does Trumas Adeshin do? Just like Trumas HaMeiser changes the status from A to B. That's what Trumas Adeshin does also. It's not changing the substance, it's changing... Yeah, it's saying the function now went from inoperable to operable. Even if you don't like the analogy, but the main machlokas is that are we looking at... If we look at Trumas Adeshin as a substance, then there's no idea of shear. Or if you look at it as function, you can argue there is an idea of shear.
Okay.
But now Yonatan's going to say, yeah, but then why would I say 1/10 versus 1/500th? What kind of machlokas is that? That's hard. I'll phrase the question in a way that's a little bit of a hint. If you're looking for precedent, right? Trumas HaMeiser
makes way more sense.
You would always go Trumas HaMeiser. Trumas HaMeiser. Why? Because why? Because Trumas HaMeiser. Trumas HaMeiser. No, it's not the Mikdash.
No,
it's a Mikdash related idea.
That's
but
only
it's
if you're going
no, it's
to
Mrs.
Function.
Pulis Ba'aretz, though. It's not really Mikdash. But fine, I'll accept that.
Trumas HaMeiser is only a question.
It's an Eretz Yisrael idea.
Because Trumas HaMeiser, you're saying that it changes the function of the Maser, and so therefore you want to take it to the precise measurement which changes the function of the Mizbeach. But Trumas Midyan doesn't change the function, so therefore you would go and lend that towards
well,
the precise value.
Maybe. I'm not sure. No, forget the last part.
They're
no,
both precise values.
They are both precise. Think about it for a second, okay? In other words, Trumas Meiser, right, is a great halachic precedent. Why is Trumas Midyan not a good halachic precedent?
Literally happens one time in all of history.
It's like unrelated.
Oh, say that again?
It happened one time.
It was one time, right? So that's not halachic. It's not halachic, right? It's not halachic. It's simply the what did God say? God said, listen, guys, do me a favor. Take off 1/500th. Of this specific spoil. But think about it for a second. And here's the last point. What was the status of the spoils at that time? Before God said anything, what was the status of the spoils?
It wasn't much.
Wrong.
It was all mutter.
Exactly. It was mutter. It was always mutter. Right. It's just that when God comes along, God says, it's mutter. But now go ahead and, nurse, because of the tzivoy, hold off on taking any of the loot yet.
It's mutter, just don't take it.
No, there's a difference. There's a big difference. Tevel, right? Tevel is an intrinsic status. By Trumas HaMeiser, the produce is intrinsically usser, and my taking out the stuff makes it mutter. That's not what happened by Trumas Midyan. Okay? So let me ask you a question. That being the case, I've given you every variable, okay? By Trumas Midyan, this is in the old pro-con approach, Trumas Midyan was a one-off occurrence in Jewish history, right? And by Trumas Midyan, what took place there? It wasn't that the substance went from usser to mutter. It wasn't usser. Simply God said...
Less mutter to more
right.
mutter.
It was more like they could have used it beforehand, and then God came along and said, by the way, just do me a favor, hold off. Hold off for a second, and then do this.
Just pause, just like...
Trumas HaMeiser, halachic precedent, Trumas HaMeiser changing from usser to mutter. Why would you go with each side? Right, so usser, mutter, it's not really... Like you were saying, that analogy isn't really that great. It's not really usser, mutter, right? Which makes which one of the two limudim more sensible?
Neither. They're both just...
No, because Mechemes Midyan is never safe. There was never what? There was never an actual change in the halachic status.
Maybe you could say.
It's a hard point, but you could say that Mechemes Midyan fits better into Trumas HaDeshen as far as a change in status is concerned. Because like Yonatan's saying... Not really talking about a real change. It's not really us and a mutter, but it's like
taking off a shear from an amount.
Exactly right. But it's recognizing that beforehand it's A and now it's B, but nothing intrinsic in the object itself. Trumas HaMeiser is too halachic. On the other end, though, when it comes to a precedent, though, where do we want to turn to for precedent for halacha?
Actual
halacha. Maybe that's the tension. Maybe that's the tension between the two sides.
You say Trumas HaDeshen is.
Now, what about Kazayas? Okay. Now you got to shift here for a second. You got to get out of the Bavli's mentality. The Bavli's looking at substance versus function, classic Aristotelian categories, right? But not so much Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says Kazayas. Why Kazayas? No, we can't just be substance. Why?
Precise substance versus imprecise substance.
No. What does that tell us? If you're going to use Kazayas,
it's like that Deshen is really like.
That which is very reasonable. What's the final step? Or Deshen represents the final step in what? In the process of Korban, right? One second. So since it's the final process, no, I'll tell you why. Because Yisrael doesn't apply by Korban. It applies by Mincha, not by a Korban.
Why not?
Because it doesn't. You don't need a Korban's food.
But it's still food.
So that's a process idea. So look what we've done. Look what we've shown. Look how beautiful this is. Without getting to all the details, a classic type of machlokas. Does it go based on the substance, the function, or process? Beautiful. But you see, you can't. Now, here's the problem. You can't just say those words. Okay? You have to go through the tortuous process of getting to why you say those things. So I'm being serious about that. Just to tell me it goes by the process doesn't mean anything. You have to show, like what I'm trying to say, which is that, well, why process? Because the Deshen really represents the end of the Korban cycle. You know what I mean?